Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T.
That's it, that's you.
That's me, Jonas. What's going on, man?
Man, it has been one hell of a week.
Has it?
Not really. I just wanted to make it all exciting. Like, yeah, we had a lot of stuff to talk about.
There's been some news out there.
Has there?
Gotta look for it.
All right,
gotta
all
dig.
Right. I dig. I have a backhoe. But we want to thank you so much for joining us live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live. And, of course, for watching it on our YouTube channel. It's under Crazy Town Media. Or follow our social media down below. It's all under Crazy Town Media. Go find us because we can't find all of you. You like that? That was new.
Go find us, kid. We can't find you. I like that.
We can't find all of you. We found some of them.
We found a couple.
Yeah, dude. I found a couple. You know
There's
what I mean?
There's a couple. Somewhere under the couch.
Yeah, dude. Of course, you can also go to crazytown.com. That's our cornucopia of continuous information. You got some good stuff?
What are you looking at? Don't look at me.
I'm looking at you.
I'm over here.
All right, dude.
No, what do you got?
I got things, man.
Do you?
You got anything off the top of the dome that isn't news related you want to say hey to anybody about? Not hey to anybody, but you know.
Hi, everybody.
See?
That's it.
All right.
That's
hi,
all
everyone.
I got.
All right, you ready?
So excited.
All right, rock, paper, scissors.
She's so
pumped
all the time. Dude,
you got to bring the pump.
Dude, I've been working all day.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Oh!
Always, I always lose,
dude.
Man.
I'm
never
pretty
win.
Good at rock, paper, scissors.
It's like, yeah, it's flipping a coin, dude.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It is. It's cool.
What do you got?
All right, man. I'm going to start out
you're
with
first.
A... What?
I said you're first.
All right, cool. I'm going to start out with something super inspirational.
Get them, Tiger.
I figure we usually come with tragedy, terror, and no triumph. Today, this is all triumph along with a little bit of terror.
All right.
And terrorists.
I'm bated breath over here.
As always. All right. There was a man. His name was Mike Day.
Okay. Michael Day.
He's a Navy SEAL.
Is he any relation to Michael Knight?
Oh, dude. Bring him. Keep him coming, TNT.
Oh, Mike, you get it?
That's a Jonas joke.
It's a Knight Rider joke.
I know, dude.
It was too easy.
Though. I know, dude.
Anyway,
cool.
Go ahead.
But anyways, he's a Navy SEAL. April 6, 2007, he was over in, I think this was Iraq, chilling in some helicopters with some of his Navy SEAL buddies.
Yeah, that's what they usually do.
Terrorists blow up the helicopters.
What the hell, Jonas? Is this a war story?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
So,
wasn't ready for that.
They shoot down two American helicopters. Everyone on the helicopters dies except for Michael Day.
Oh, he survived.
He survived.
That's wonderful. I'm glad he survived.
Right, right. So, you know, I'm sure he was, like, upset. All of his buddies are just deceased from the terrorists.
I am a little sad about that.
Al-Qaeda terrorists. So he's like, I guess I'll take cover in this building. Goes inside the building to find four Al-Qaeda leaders in the room he went into who began to open fire on him.
Jesus, man. He can't win for losing.
I know, right? He did have on body armor. It was body armor that they guarantee it for one shot. Like, if you get shot once with this armor on, it will save your life. After that, no guarantees because it can get broken down.
Okay, all right.
He proceeded to be shot 27 times Jesus. By these four men and got hit with grenade shrapnel.
This is terrifying, Jonas.
He
How was this the light story?
Hold on, man. He got hit in the body 16 times and 11 shots to his body armor.
Yo.
Both legs, both arms,
yo.
Abdomen.
Nope.
The only place he was not shot was his head.
Yep. I'm not cut out for war.
So, he did what any fine American soldier would do. He proceeded to get up and kill all four terrorists.
Nuts.
And walked his ass to the helicopter, and they flew his ass home, to which he survived.
Yeah, he's got some issues, I'm sure.
Yeah, it took him, it took him 2 years to fully recover, and he still has pain, and he is still alive today.
That's amazing, though, man.
27 gunshots, 16 not in body armor, so in your arms and legs. You get up and kill four mofos.
Jesus.
And then you're like, you know what? I'm just going to walk to the helicopter and get the hell out of here.
Jesus,
dude.
Man. Yo, they salute to our boys in blue. I mean, green.
Green, white, whatever color the uniforms are,
dress
man.
Whites, dress blues.
Dude, when I found this story, I was like, I would have died.
Oh, yeah, I would have died.
I mean, that's really the first thing came to my mind.
Dude, it's like the amount of PTSD that man must still have coursing through his veins to this very day. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
To sit up there, have your plane. How many of his friends?
I didn't say how many, but yeah, two. You're the only one to survive out of two helicopter crashes. So just surviving the helicopter crash alone.
Damn, he was insane. He was going on pure adrenaline.
Right. Then he's like, I'm going to get cover. And then he walks into a room where four men are opening fire on him. Jesus. To which he then somehow murders them all.
Jeez.
And escapes.
Could you even imagine being in a real firefight like that?
Dude, if anyone shot a gun and I didn't even see it happen, I would probably have to go change my pants.
Yeah, I'd shit myself.
Dude, I'm not a gun boy.
I'm not a gun fight boy. I'm like
gun. Yeah, I'll shoot a gun, but not with anyone. Yeah, or at anyone
shoot
or anything.
At people and have them shoot at me. We're not. This isn't a contest.
Yeah, Couchman Live is here. Couchman Pete.
Couchman in the comments, folks.
Yeah, dude. See you, Ruthen. But you know, I just wanted to bring that story to light because
I figured that man.
Write him a letter, man. Tell him
write
you
him a letter. What's his name, Jonas?
Michael Day.
Well, what's
I'm
his
sure
email?
MichaelDay@michaelday.com.
Oh, he has his own website.
Yeah,
too.
Dude, I bet. You Google Michael Day Navy SEAL crazy story.
Yeah, get out there. Go find
And maybe you can reach out to him and tell him.
Find Michael Day and fund,
make his day.
Fund his ass, dude.
Fund it, dude.
Fund his ass.
But, anyways, that's all I got for number one.
All right, good story, Jonas.
Thanks, friend.
All right. Well, it's over now. The moment is gone.
All right, man.
You lost the moment.
He went to high-five me for you not watching on video, and I accidentally shunned him.
He did. He shunned me. Let's see. What are you going to start out with, Jones? You want to start out with depressing,
go with
evil.
Anything you want, dude. Well, the rest of mine are not the greatest.
They're not.
I mean, no, they're not like... No, they're all good.
All right, Jones, calm down.
It's cool, man.
I touched you again, by
the way. Yeah, you did. You're always rubbing on
gently.
Me.
No YouTube... YouTube prank channels, Jonas. When I tried to first start out with Crazy Town, I wanted it to be a prank channel.
Yeah, we'd just prank each other. Like, you'd put a live alligator in my bed.
And this guy didn't want to do it.
Dude, I don't know. Call me kooky.
I still think we should maybe have, like, a prank month or some shit in a Crazy Town.
Well, there was one. What did I tell you? That, like, you could come at me and I'd have a frying pan. I'd try to hit you in the face with it. Like, what was that prank?
I come at you with a knife and you have
a frying pan? You come at me with a weapon and I get a... And I try to hit you in the head with a frying pan or something.
Basically, we're just having a domestic dispute at that point, John.
Very
like,
true.
No, it's all planned. We're going to put it on
trust
YouTube.
Trust me.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, YouTube prank channels, they're actually down on YouTube as a whole, as of late.
Okay.
These people sometimes mask themselves as social experiment channels, but basically it's the same thing. They go into either the hood or some neighborhood with people who are more apt to attack, and they provoke. And it's bullshit.
And they see what happens.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, prank in the hood going wrong. Like, yeah, motherfucker. These motherfuckers don't make a lot of money. They're already on edge, and you're going to go in there and provoke them? Step on my fucking shoes if you want to.
Yeah, right.
And I've seen this shit. Well, there was one channel,
oh,
Joe,
God.
Named Reset, and they broke a law.
They broke laws.
Jonas,
what they do, man?
They went a little too far with one of their pranks.
Oh, jeez.
It was a Kalua Ren from Barcelona, Spain.
Okay, that's his name?
Yeah, that's his
name.
He took Oreo cookies.
Okay.
Removed the cream from the Oreo cookies, an entire package of Oreo cookies.
Yeah.
And replaced it with toothpaste.
I've heard of this before.
Yeah. It's a prank that if I were to play it on you,
I'd be like, you son of a bee.
Oh, man, this is gross, you know?
Yeah, right.
It would have been funny. Well, he decided to do it to a homeless person.
Okay.
A vagrant on the street. And he even was quoted in a video that has been removed now, and I'll get to that a little bit later. He said, maybe I've gone a little far, but Maybe I've gone a bit far,
okay.
But look at the possibility, or look at the positives. This will help him clean his teeth. I don't think he's cleaned his teeth since he became poor.
Oh.
So far, Jonas, this guy doesn't sound like a very nice person, right?
No, dude. I would be his friend.
Sounds like a bit of a douchebag.
I'd say the whole thing, not just a bit of one.
Well, he was brought before court for committing a crime against moral integrity.
Really?
Absolutely. And I think this is beautiful. This happened in Barcelona, so I'm not sure if we have similar laws here, but honestly,
yeah.
It probably should be something. They already have, like, Good Samaritan
law.
Did
everyone get the spit chewed up Oreos at his face in public? Like, he stood there and I was like, "Pa!"
With the punishment he got, he'd probably prefer that.
Geez.
So, either way, it's like, we have Good Samaritan laws here, and it just kind of, perpetuate society.
Right.
We can't be going around being assholes to each other, and I feel like you should be punished. Like,
yeah, just, man.
If your mom catches you cursing at your grandmother, she's going to whoop your ass.
Yeah.
Which you deserve. So we need to whoop some virtual ass out here in society.
I'll virtually tell somebody to do something they shouldn't do.
So he received 15 months in prison.
Oh, my God.
And a 20,000 euro fine.
Ooh,
to be given
just like to 25K, 2750 of 20, cars.
It's 23,000.
Okay, cool.
But still, that's $23,000, and that money is to go to the homeless man.
Really?
Yeah. He has also been, his channel was taken down, and it was a relatively popular channel. He had to definitely build up a following because those prank channels were big, and they usually maintain their viewer base.
All right.
So his channel was taken down, all the videos were removed, and he's been banned off of YouTube for 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, I would eat a whole pack of Oreos with toothpaste for $23,000. Just throwing that out there. I'd do it for $500 probably.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. I just don't know why anybody would think that messing with homeless people or poor people
disadvantaged, disenfranchised. I don't know, man. That reminds me, like, back in the day, somebody brought the Bum Fights tape over my house, and I was like, turn this shit off, dude. I don't want to watch this. Yeah. I don't want to watch two homeless men fight for $20.
Yeah.
I'm not
into that,
man.
Me
neither, man. I'm not into, like, the degradation of, like, the human form, I guess it would be. Yeah.
Good guy Jonas over
there.
Yeah,
man. I can watch, like, trained fighters fight in a cage. Why do I need to watch homeless men fight for a sandwich?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't
even
know.
Even if they're not trained, it'd still be pretty good. Just not homeless.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of what I was talking about last time we were talking about the fights that they had between, like, two people with a public dispute. And you're like, well, let's just get the ex-convicts out there.
Oh, that was
this is basically the same type of
that
shit.
That was them fighting for freedom, though, dude.
Yeah, but that's still just as fucked up, man. Come on.
I mean,
okay, two homeless guys fighting over a sandwich. That's fucked up. But a guy who's on death row probably deserves to be there fighting for his freedom. Not only are you loosing that on the people, but you got these guys who have nothing to lose this year. It's a little fucked up.
It'd be interesting.
It's a little, this ain't the Running Man, fam.
Dude.
That's what you're thinking of, too, the Running Man.
Nah, dude, that's different. They put Arnold in there, and there was all these guys.
It's not Escape from New York, either.
I don't know what it is, but it would be. But it would
be Snake Bliskin.
Oh, dude, I've never seen that movie. Is it good?
Never seen it?
Mm-mm.
I haven't either.
It wasn't my thing. I didn't want to escape New York or L.A.
Nah, neither one.
Yeah, dude.
All right, Joni. You're up.
So,
yeah, silence your phone.
Yeah, it was a alarm going off that I don't know why it was set for 7:15 p.m. Why the hell would I have a 7:15 alarm set?
I don't know. You're a cool guy.
Dude, just in case I want to remember how cool I am at 7:15, I just did.
Is that your pussy alarm?
I got it.
Shit, it's 7:15. I better go get some vagina.
Nah, dude. It's making me sure I'm cool. It's my cool reminder. I got to remember how cool I am every moment of every day.
Okay.
Not really. I'm not cool at all, guys. It's a facade.
He's not.
No, I'm not, definitely. So, there was a woman. Her name was Rachel Palma.
Maddow.
She was having issues, man. She was having insomnia.
Mm.
So, which means she can't sleep very well.
Mm-hmm.
And when she could fall asleep, she was having nightmares.
Damn.
She started having hallucinations.
She had been through some shit, Jonas.
She was seeing things that weren't there, man.
I've been there.
Eventually it got to the point where she wasn't able to hold things. She was dropping stuff. She couldn't use her phone anymore. She couldn't, like, text her friends. She'd have to call people. They said that she started, like, showing up to work without a uniform on, like call her mom and tell her mom that they wanted her bed back that she bought like 5 years ago. All sorts of weird shit. Shit started getting crazy with her.
Sleep deprivation to do that, fam.
Yes. Well, she went and they were like, you know, we should probably scan you, see what's up. And they found something inside of her head.
Jesus Christ, Jonas. I've seen these shows on real TV.
Well, no, dude, they're like, you have a tumor. Oh. They're like, there's a tumor on your brain. It is in the frontal lobe near your speech center.
Yeah.
And they thought it was cancerous.
The Broca's area.
What's the word? Malignant? Is that cancerous?
Benign is not.
Malignant is cancerous. I thought it was malignant. And they're like, you really don't have many options. We are going to have to take your head apart and get in there.
Bitch, you ain't taking my head apart.
Well, they had to cut her head open.
Nah, either. You're not cutting me open either.
What if all that stuff was happening to you?
And they got fucking lasers or something that can...
I don't think where it was that was an option. They had to take the whole top off.
You got to give me some lasers, fam.
So they get in, and they're like, what the hell is this? It looked like a quail egg.
Jonas, stop.
Come to find out.
Jonas, I'm going to throw up.
It was a tapeworm egg sack.
Yep, I'm
done. That had... you really got to go?
No, I'm not leaving.
That was growing inside of her brain.
I'll go under the table if I have to leave.
Yeah. They said that... But, I mean, granted, she's almost all of her symptoms have subsided. She's back to normal now. She has, like, a head that has, like, a...
Dude, she had a bug growing in her brain.
Yeah, dude. And it hadn't hatched yet, luckily. It was just growing. It was, like, big. But what they said is, and I was like, how the hell is the tapeworm getting to your brain? And what they said was that someone probably...
Go ahead. Tell the rest.
They said someone probably had a real tapeworm, and they didn't clean their hands properly. And then when you eat the worm, it can be absorbed through your intestine into your bloodstream and get into your brain. And they made a point to say in this article that this is a very, 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 very rare occurrence, and not every headache should be thought that you have a worm brain.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so that's fucked up. Let's never talk about that ever.
You're like,
again.
Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, I've definitely heard these stories, like I said, on like shows on real TV and other things.
Yeah, like, where they're like, I got this problem in my ear, and it's like a spider nest, and you're like, what the hell is going?
All right, Jonas is doing the rest of this show.
I just found out what TNT's ultimate fear is.
I don't like thinking about things growing in me, man. I don't. All right.
Yeah, man, it's kind of creepy.
I don't mind it when things grow on me.
Oh,
like you've grown on me.
That's look such at a nice thing for you to say.
I touched you again. Too.
I know, dude. You're all up on me.
Damn, Jonas, that's freaking nuts.
Yeah, dude. I
Dude, God.
Like, okay. Question. This is a legit question. Worm aside. Have you ever thought about if you had something like that going on?
Jonas, no.
No, not the worm aside. If you had, like, they found something in your head, and they thought it was a tumor, and they're like, it could be cancerous or whatever.
Jesus.
Or, you know, whatever. Like,
are you asking me if I've ever had a cancer scare?
No, listen.
The fuck kind of
listen, dude, no, listen. Like, if they had, like, a tumor and they're like, listen, man, either, like, you're going to keep dropping stuff and hallucinating, or, like, we're going to have to, like, go inside your head, would you just let life work its course? Or
no, dude, I'd probably let them cut my head apart if that's what it took.
Yeah, man.
But I ain't got insurance, so someone who's paying for that shit.
Me?
No kids.
Me and everyone watching this podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'll do a GoFundMe of all of our 200 subs.
No, when you default on your, when you default on your medical bills and our insurance rates go up.
I guess that would probably help. Can I get on your insurance?
No, dude, our rates go up because there's unpaid medical bills.
Oh.
So they got to take that money back somewhere.
Funny.
I know, dude, right?
Joke's on you guys.
Yeah, all the Canadians watching are going, what's this? Medical bills.
There are no Canadians watching.
Aw, dude, they're not.
All right, Jonas.
If they are, they're very fine people.
Thank you for that, because that hurt my heart a little bit.
Oh,
I don't feel good on the inside.
That's my favorite thing to do, is make you feel bad on the inside. Not really.
So I'm going to hit you with a silly one.
Oh, dude, I like it.
You ready?
I'm more ready when it comes to silly.
All right. I don't even know how to put this, man. There's Xbox body wash? What does that make you think?
Oh, like they got a they realized gamers stink and they put out an, a body wash for gamers by gamers.
Jonas, look, you can't talk
I've been to PAX.
You can't talk about the gamers, dude.
Yeah, dude, not all of them stink. Some of them do.
Dude, some of every group of
people
stink. There's ballet dancers out there where they're like, I ain't pirouetting nowhere near that dude.
Oh, dude.
I'm just
imagine if like that dude had to lift you up and like he didn't wash his pits. Whoo! Every time I get lifted up by a man, they gotta have clean pits. Just saying. My toes are fucked up from being a ballet dancer.
Is this one of your concerns in life?
Dude, every moment of my life is all about this.
You like wake up in a cold sweat, oh god, his pits.
Yeah. Welcome to my reality. Thank you.
Doing Swan Lake and oh god. Alright, yeah, so Xbox decided to team up with X body spray.
Okay.
And they have a new scent for all you gamers out
which
there.
Which is, I mean, X body spray kind of has its own, like, crew.
Yeah. So, and it kind of, there's some crossover there.
Yeah, dude.
Essentially.
That's the cover up instead of the wash.
So, the name of this product is a Lynx Xbox. And guess what it smells like, Jonas? You guessed it, Mountain Dew scented.
Mountain Dew, dude. Does it smell like nacho cheese Doritos when you wash it off?
I was thinking, like, with that kind of crossover, you can get, like, nacho cheese hand soap or, like, nacho cheese Dorito hand soap
shampoo?
Or something. Yeah, dude.
You can smell, like, extreme Doritos and extreme Mountain Dew.
Funyuns hair shampoo.
Aw, oh, dude. You know, I heard nacho cheese powder makes you exfoliate very well.
Really?
Grind it up, just rub it on, dude. No grease in that.
A little fun tip for you guys.
Yeah, clog them pores with nacho cheese. You grow yourself your own set of Doritos.
So it does not smell like Mountain Dew. I was joking.
Oh, sorry. Dude, I thought it did. That would have been for real. That would have been legit.
The real scent, and I'm going to name off some of the scents here so you get a full idea.
Like burning Xbox motor? No. That'd be like burning it electronics.
Smells like Red Ring. It is... pulsing green citrus, kefir lime, winter lemon, mint and sage with patchouli and clear wood.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's all one flavor?
It's got like middle tones and undertones.
Oh, dude,
and shit.
Patchouli will overpower anything.
Well, yeah.
You could have a dead raccoon, you put like a spray of patchouli in there, that's all you're going to smell is patchouli.
You don't like patchouli?
I didn't say that. I'm just
asking if you like it.
I don't care for it, no.
Okay.
It has its own distinct smell.
All right.
That's it. What do you guys think?
I don't know, dude. I use fucking Irish Spring.
Dude. So, remember those old commercials where the bar of soap would be like shooting water out of it? Those are the old Irish Springs commercials.
No, I remember the Irish guy walking through Ireland and he like cut a bar of soap off like he was...
Oh, he's like, oh, here we are.
Like, oh, just shave the soap into some deliciousness. I'm like, oh, this soap, man.
Yeah, dude, it smells like the fresh Irish breeze.
That doesn't make me want to wash.
Nah, dude.
It makes me want a potato.
Or was that Lever 2000 that had the... put out the soap and it was like shooting water?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude.
I don't worry. I'm not old as you.
In the comments below...
You go way back. I got another little quickie.
Yeah, let's do a quickie, dude. Drop another quickie on me, yeah.
All right. Oakland.
Dude.
Yeah.
Bub Rub, little sister from Oakland.
Who is?
Whistle Tips, go woo woo. Is this an update on Bub Rub, little sister?
I think he's had a stroke.
Dude. You know about Bub Rub, little sis. Whistle Tips, go woo woo.
Jonas.
Dude, I don't know whatever.
Seriously, dude, do you need me to take you to the hospital?
I'm okay.
All right.
I'm all right, dude.
All right.
All right. What about Oakland?
All right. Oakland, California, or as I like to call it, West Florida. They decriminalized mushrooms, Jonas.
Number two, dude. Denver?
Number two.
Denver and Oakland.
Yeah, and it's not a real surprise. We're talking about California, where they've already had marijuana legal for, what is it, almost 10 years
now?
No, dude.
How long has it been? Medical for a long time. It's just been legal for like this year.
Has it only been a year? Okay.
Something right. Like that. Maybe a year and a half.
Either way, they're progressive when it comes to legalization.
With anything.
So this makes it so that having mushrooms, growing it, using it, distributing it, make it the lowest priority for police in that state.
Yeah.
Or in that.
Yeah, well, go figure. The two natural things, they finally are like, you know what? Maybe we should go after these man-made drugs.
Yeah.
Methamphetamines and the cocaine.
You've done mushrooms before.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what they are.
This guy doesn't... We wear a mask. Our anonymity is secure.
I don't know what any drug looks like. or what they do to you. What is mushrooms?
Well,
do?
Look, a very long time ago, I've done mushrooms with you. Very long time ago, me and Jonas did do mushrooms.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have not touched them for ages. But I still just remember, like, the nervousness of having them and just being like, you know what the guys, you gotta
any
hide
drug
them.
Drug is them not legal to possess.
If you live in Oakland, it is.
Yeah, dude.
So no city funds can be going to enforce any laws, and no further persecutions will happen if you have mushrooms in Oakland. You know how they make mushrooms, Jonas?
Cow shit.
Any place where there's moisture and cow shit, you're bound to find these mushrooms. What's the chemical component that makes it?
Cyclobin?
Yeah.
That's in it. But I think you can grow mushrooms like hyper... what do they call when you grow it with water?
Hyper...
something.
Hydroponics?
I think you can hydroponically grow them too, but I think you can still have to get spores from the mushrooms to do it.
And it's not an easy process, apparently. It's like just the cow shit in the nature is like ideal for it, but it's not an easy job to do. They sell and have sold all the components to make it because it's the drug, the cyclobin itself, which is illegal, or was illegal at least there. That is illegal, so you can still sell all the things to make mushrooms. So they sold it in like little kits, like here, make some mushrooms at home.
Yeah, it's just what it forms when it grows.
Hey,
yeah,
you ain't saying eat them.
Yeah, man, and to piggyback off of that, there's been more and more studies that are saying that they're moving towards using cyclobin to treat PTSD and depression. Like not enough to make you trip and have hallucinations, but just like a microdose enough to like alter your chemistry. And they said the difference between that and something – I can't remember the other thing I read about the article they're referring to, but it makes you, like, want to, like, build relationships again. And so a lot of times people with PTSD and depression, like, they become, like, reclusive and they don't want to ever see anybody. And they said that this will, like,
Why did you look at me when you said that?
I'm looking at you the entire time.
Asshole.
Why you gotta feel so good?
Joseph, call me out.
Wow, I said –
you're like, maybe you should get some sleep.
I said, maybe you should trip balls in the Crazy Zone compound. Ooh. All right.
What you got, John?
There's a man. Well, he goes by Rob for privacy reasons.
Thomas.
Yes. It's the lead singer of Matchbox 20. Go figure. he had PMDS.
That is a WWE superstar.
No.
CM Punk.
It is a persistent Mullerian duct syndrome.
I'm sorry. Wait, one more time for the viewers at home.
Persistent.
Uh-huh.
Mullerian.
Duct.
Syndrome.
Mullerian ducts.
He had this condition. It said most of the time they find out people have this condition at birth. This man did not find out that he had it until he was in his adulthood. Basically what happened is this man started urinating blood at a young age.
Jonas, what the fuck? You can't just hit me with the urine.
Pure blood. He had blood in his urine. And they they thought it eventually was going to lead to bladder cancer.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
So they're like, I think he's in his 20s or 30s.
Mm-hmm.
This is the UK, United Kingdom.
Thank
guy.
God.
Come to find out, he had an MRI. It wasn't bladder cancer after all.
What was it?
He has a womb.
Wait, he was. Wait. My man's was born with a ute?
PMDS, persistent Mullerian duct syndrome, is a male who is born with male external genitalia and internal female reproductive organs.
Yo, hold on, son. You're saying my man's was born with a uterus?
He had a female reproductive system inside of him. But he had a fully functional penis on the outside.
Wait, no vagina,
though.
Wait. So Brubra had ovaries?
I believe that he had ovaries, too, yeah. Maybe not ovaries, but he had a womb for sure.
I don't want. Does he get a hysterectomy?
Actually, go figure. When they found out that he was going to have a hysterectomy, and they said that he could potentially go through menopause because they're removing his womb.
Oh shit, family!
And they said Wow. They said there was potential. I guess he could have got pregnant, but he didn't have like a vagina. So like, I don't know where the semen would have got in there. But dude, you know what that immediately made me think of? Imagine if his semen got his womb pregnant and he had his own baby. Ugh. How fucking weird would that be?
Wow. Y'all would love to have my own baby.
Like, it's you impregnating yourself and giving yourself your own baby?
A little dynamite?
Fueled by dynamite? It'd be like you. It'd be like you squared.
Yo, I'm the only one I trust anyway.
To give yourself.
I am.
So yes, it was a man with a womb. He found out in his like adulthood that he had a womb, and he now has to have a hysterectomy to have it removed.
Damn, Jonas.
Dude, isn't that crazy?
They making dudes with uteruses and shit right now.
Yeah, dude.
Can you believe
they made him a long time ago? He just didn't find out.
Yo, he had a uterus his whole life?
Yeah, he never knew.
And he was just, having like...
He said when he would have sex, he would have like pain afterwards. But he figured it was just something that was like wrong with him. You know, you hear about people who have pain after they have sex.
No.
Obviously it's not regular, but like... People who, like, they have pain when they
Yeah, the woman after I'm done
pounding
that snoot, man. She
pounding that snoot. Is that a technical term? Jesus Christ. You get mad at me when I say whore.
Dude,
and you're pounding snoots over here.
Snoot is a nose, dude.
That's how you get
that's down. What
nasal,
it's
nasal job, dude.
Some girls like that shit.
I guess so, dude.
No, never hit women during sex. It's not cool. They really don't appreciate that.
Don't hit women ever.
What?
Not just during sex, bro.
No, if a girl comes at me with a knife, Jonas, I'm sorry. Well, it's open season on bitch.
Wow.
I'm just saying, man.
Okay.
You said we're not editing the podcast, Jonas.
I don't care what you say.
All right, then I'm going to be unedited.
I'm not saying it about your words. I'm saying it about your couth.
We stopped swearing for the videos, not the podcast.
I agree.
Okay.
We ain't making nothing off this podcast anyway.
Yeah, get money and fuck girls. All right.
All right, that's
that was a good story, Jonas. Dude,
right?
Where do you find the dude with ute stories?
Dude, I find a lot of stuff on Reddit. It just pops up in my feed, and I'm like, Jones, with a womb.
You gave your secret away, though.
Dude, I mean, you got to find it. It ain't just floating around out there in the open.
All right.
You asked me.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't expect you to tell.
The internet.
The internet.
I find them on the internet.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right,
Jonas.
I'm ready.
A little bit more of a... You know, I like to bring the serious, not the Manute shit, but that was amazing.
Manute was weird, dude. I was like, what the hell?
I'm bringing some stuff to make you think.
All right.
Because you thought we lived in a society, but we don't.
Okay.
We don't.
Whoa.
All right, so Pfizer.
Oh, dude. Pfizer is a...
They're a pharmaceutical company.
Yes.
So already you know.
Oh, dude, they're already killing people.
That there's some man sitting in a throne with an eye patch and a black cat just like...
He has a white collar, too.
Yeah.
And the cat and the man. Both. They're linked together with a gold chain.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude. He has little mini cats running along the chain.
And he'll get you, Gadget.
Yeah.
All right. Pfizer, they discovered a med... They have a med used to treat arthritis.
Oh, another thing to mask the symptoms and not cure.
It was one of their breakthrough meds, and it helped a lot of people.
Okay, cool. Is it for rheumatoid?
They're not evil for this.
Oh, okay.
We're getting into the evil.
Okay, right, I was ready. Go,
let it, let it simmer a little bit. Woo! We're going to get to the evil. The evil
pharma is not my friend.
So they have a medication to treat arthritis, but they made a discovery. They found out that this powerful anti-inflammation drug called Enbrel also reduced the risk of Alzheimer's in 64% of the people, by 64% in the people who used it.
Okay.
So they have an idea of what causes Alzheimer's, and they found that this drug decreased some of those risks.
Okay, isn't that kind of like how Viagra came about? It was supposed to be something else, and they realized that like it made them like made people like erect forever.
Yeah,
they're like, well, guess it's the erection pill now.
a lot of drugs come out like that, and a lot of times there's that off the package thing that people use drugs for. So, it was a discovery, Jonas.
I guess so, like the channel.
Well, guess what, Jonas?
They raised the price $1 billion. Is that what they did?
No. It turns out that it would have cost the company $80 million in research to see if the data was legit.
Okay.
So they didn't tell anybody about these other effects of this drug.
So that was just like a side effect, may cure your Alzheimer's.
May kill you.
May make you want to go to bed early. May cure your Alzheimer's.
It wasn't a cure, but it just it would preventative.
Okay.
So yeah, they decided not to tell anybody. So when somebody else stumbled upon the research, they were like, "Well, why didn't you guys tell anybody about this research?" They said that it was not cost effective. $80 million to a big pharmaceutical company is chump change.
Yeah, dude. Well, they could have, like, researched it, made it better, and made $1 billion off that drug.
Well, the drug was in the end stages of its patent, which means that it was getting ready to go generic.
Oh, so they would have lost money because it...
So, and if the drug goes generic, they can't make nearly as much money off of selling the drug.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So that still doesn't really excuse them from giving some of the information out.
P.S. by generic, it's the exact same.
So the real point here is that even after they made this advancement, and it could have been used just in the perpetuation of health in a general sense.
Right, they already made all their money off this drug they were going to make.
Yeah.
Because it was about to go generic.
They didn't even go so far as to tell, hey, look, this drug can also do this, because it wasn't really beneficial for them.
Right. Yeah, dude, that's probably why there's probably a cure for cancer out there nobody knows about, because they're just like,
This is the thing, Jonas. Like, they're like, how many diseases have been cured that Big Pharma just isn't selling to us or just doesn't make
available?
Well,
they don't want people to be cured, man. If their drugs cured you, they would never make any money. It suppresses symptoms till you die, so they can make drain all the money out of you they can until you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's why they talk shit on herbal cures and stuff. They're like, oh, poppycock, that doesn't work. It's not good. That's not natural. No, you need our pill.
Jonas getting into that Dr. Sebi stuff
right now. Dude, I'm not even saying go natural. All I'm saying is if they don't even tell people about research that someone else could follow up on because it wouldn't benefit them, meanwhile it would benefit humanity, they're liars. All the way around, anything about them.
It's more, what really makes me angry is the fact that they were going to withhold this information until somebody else stumbled over it. And it's the fact of, like, so, like, there's no good Samaritan in you at all. Like, maybe I should share this information, but then, you know, obviously other companies will make more money off of the drug. They're going to continue selling the drug. It's
the same reason that, like for politics and politicians, man. It's like,
they're not out there to make a change. They're out there to get in your wallet, man.
Right. Exactly. Who's going to pay them the most to push their stuff the way it needs to go, or who's going to... There was probably some big fund person who didn't want that shit to go down.
By the way, Pfizer, I'm looking for a job.
Pfizer?
So if you want to hire me...
Listen, we'll do a podcast about Pfizers.
No, we're not.
You know what I saw last night that was really funny, dude?
What's that?
I was watching the NBA Finals game, and afterwards, Jimmy Kimmel came on. So I wasn't even paying attention, but it was on. And they did an experiment. They went to Toronto. Wow. You know how everybody front runs, like, when a team's in the finals and shit?
Yeah,
so they went to Toronto, found a bunch of people on the street wearing Toronto Raptors gear, and they're like, hey, we're doing a thing for ABC. Why don't you, like, we're going to toss you a ball. Why don't you catch the ball and go, watch my Raptors on ABC or some shit like that. So they do that for, like, I don't know, a group of, like, five or six different people. And then they go, okay, listen, we thought we were going to be able to get to Oakland in time to do the Warriors for the same thing. They're like, would you be willing to put on a Warriors jersey and a Warriors hat real quick and do the same thing for the Warriors? And every single person did it. The guy was like, nah, man, I ain't doing that. The Raptors are my team. And then they show him with all the Golden State shit on, like, and they're like, what do you think about loyalty? And he's like, loyalty's all you got, man. You got to be loyal to who you're loyal to. It was so funny, dude. It was great. Front running bitches. Anyways.
Yeah, everybody wants to see Golden State lose.
Dude. It's like the Patriots of the NBA, except for Patriots don't lose a lot. They do sometimes. Okay, man. So, you know, Texas is pretty awesome, right? Like, we live here.
Yeah,
I want to toot Texas's horn a little bit.
Yeah, do it.
I want to ride the jock of Texas all the way to the end of the show.
Going
to
ride Texas's jock?
Yep. All right. So,
getting a little racy.
What do you know about... Gross domestic product.
Gross domestic product.
Domestic product. You know, it's basically, I'm going to explain what it is first because it's relative to that.
Like cleaner?
It's basically the size of the economy.
Oh, okay.
It is the value of all finished goods and services produced within the borders of a specific place within a specific time frame. So it's used by economists and business people and all this stuff to determine worth, value, investments, things like that.
Penny pension money grubbers.
More like top 1% shit.
Yeah,
but,
all
right. So anyways, Texas has a pretty sizable economy.
Yeah, I'm aware. Pretty self-sufficient state, honestly.
Yes.
And they're proud of it.
Oh, I'm proud of it too. I've been here more than half a decade. I guess that almost makes me official.
You've been here for 5 years?
6 years, man.
Gee, you're a Texan, fam?
Yeah, dude.
Go you.
Woo.
Not me.
You'll be there.
Yeah. Probably right.
I know, dude. It's not a bad place. I mean, it sucks. Don't ever come here. Anyways, what it was is Texas actually has a bigger economy than the entire country of Russia. Russia has 5 times as many people as Texas. Russia's GDP is $1.3 trillion. Texas's is $1.7 trillion. And it says the GDP per person if you broke it down by person, it's $7,000 per person in Russia. It's $59,000 per person.
Ooh,
in Texas.
Yet.
So they said, think about that when all the rumors are coming around about how much a role Russia played in our elections and whatnot. They're all like,
no.
Texas has more fucking sway than
that's crazy.
Russia does. Yeah.
So and, how are they such an issue?
Dude, I don't know. Like, that's why Texas wants to be its own entity, man. They're all like, look, we got more gall than Russia.
I'm tired of Texas playing that game.
Yeah, dude, we're
guess
cool.
What? The government owns you because they make 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 times as much as you. So guess what?
Yeah, dude.
They'll kick you out of here.
Yeah, dude. Just remember the Alamo, okay?
Nah, dude. I'm tired of Texas trying to get away and trying to succeed from the Union.
They're not doing it.
They're always talking about it.
Well, you know.
That is the most unpatriotic thing. For a country that's, like, big on America, that's the most unpatriotic shit
I've
ever heard.
They're bigger on Texas, dude.
Whatever, man. You're American.
I'm American.
No, Texans are Texans, then they're American.
Oh, is that what happens?
That's what they say.
Oh, shit.
I talk to them, Jonas. I do.
I'm out here talking to Texans.
I'm out here
every
talking
day.
To Texans. And I used to play that Ohio shit with them, and they're like, well, you can go right back to Ohio, motherfucker. Like, calm the hell down, man. You can't say one.
I'll tell you one thing, though. In Ohio,
what?
You can't buy an Ohio shaped tortilla chips. You can't buy.
Jonas, because nobody wants them. All right. But who wants a Texas-shaped tortilla chip?
Dude, nobody's proud enough of
those Ohio things ain't popping off the shelves. Nobody's like, I gotta get my Texas.
Dude, they have Texas edition Ford trucks. I got dude. Texas plates. I got Texas-shaped dip trays.
I'd look. Be proud of your state,
dude. Yes, I'm proud of Ohio.
I'm tired of them. Look, I'm not even gonna get into it. Texas, you're a beautiful state, and I love living here. But damn it, sit the fuck down. Be humble. Hold up, bitch. Hold up, little bitch.
Lamar says, I did wash it off from some Ohio Pride. I found an old sticker. Shout out Youngstown, Ohio.
I like that sticker.
Yeah, it says, Youngstown, Ohio. Gotta live somewhere. I lived there many years. A few. I don't remember how many. 5.
Mm-hmm.
More than that, maybe.
It's a lovely sticker story. Thank you.
Yeah, dude. I found it in a box for a long time. That's it, dude. It's
riveting entertainment right here.
You got to watch the podcast on the video to find it, dude.
You got to know where a sticker came from. There will be a test at the end of the episode, so I hope you're
paying
attention.
It's over. You got anything else?
Yeah, now there's a test. Where did Jonas find his sticker?
Where did I find my sticker?
If you were paying attention, you'd know.
Yeah. They zoned out. They turned us off 40 minutes ago. 5 minutes in, we're done.
All right, Jonas. I guess we're done, man.
Good job. All the time that we have for today's episode. Please make sure to subscribe to our channel, Crazy Town Media on YouTube, or if you are watching this on YouTube or on Spotify or iTunes, the audio-only version.
Are you not wearing pants?
No, dude, never. Always free-balling.
All right.
Crazy Town Media, Instagram, Oh, twitch.tv/crazytownmedia live. You mean forget, get that hand away from my pants. Swiss pants. But for Jonas.
And TNT Dynamite.
We.
And Testicles.
Are out.